I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth, this is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Hey, what's happening? Happy Friday, y'all. It's the Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app, brought to you as always by our friends at Happy State Bank. Take that mobile app just about anywhere with you, even listening in Monkey's Eyebrow, Kentucky. Alongside Chris Snead, I'm Choice Woodman. Clint Scott back behind the glass. Hit us up with your thoughts, your comments, your questions. Whatever you got, bring it in on the AIDS Flooring Center chat line. Hey, yo, Sneeder.
What's up? How you doing, dog?
I'm pretty good. It's Friday. I like Fridays.
I like Friday. It's Dad's weekend for Kappa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dad's weekend.
So I'm doing,
did you dad it up?
I'm doing Dad's weekend stuff.
You got some golf.
Golf
in the forecast tomorrow.
Golf in the forecast tomorrow.
Which is good.
And I got dinner with some other random Kappa dads I don't know.
Oh, you don't know them?
Well, maybe I do. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. But then there's dinner, golf. Apparently there's a social.
A social.
Which means we buy our daughters drinks, I guess. And then
fair enough.
And then another dinner. More dinner.
Lots of
and then nightlife, apparently.
Consuming of food and beverages,
apparently.
It sounds like.
That's what it looks like.
I mean, because golf is just that, too. Just swinging a stick while you're consuming some beverages.
Do you play better when you don't drink?
I drink. I just don't drink much.
Do you play better after you've had a beverage? Because I know some guys whose golf game gets better.
Yeah, I know a few. There's usually a tipping point for those people where it's better for like three or four, and then once they cross a threshold, then it.
Yeah,
they don't even care anymore, and just
that's the problem where you've got to get to the. I'm in the zone to I'm.
Find the sweet spot.
Yeah.
So in the zone to zoned out.
Oh, yeah. Look at this Tiger.
Tigre. Yeah.
LT Gray.
So
misses a 4-foot putt and then just chips in from like 30.
No, I might break the seal once in a round if I'm like really tense.
Are you
doing well?
Are you more of a beer drinker?
Not at all.
Or do you?
I don't like beer.
I don't.
Mixed
you know what?
Drinks.
I have. I don't know if my palate's refined or whatever, but I mean growing up, but. You know, you mean growing up when you were 16, 17, and doing what you're doing, you were just glad to have everything, anything. It's kind of like the kid at the table at the restaurant. They all got their one drink and it sat in front of them the entire night.
They're right.
Just glad to have a drink. But then, as I've refined my palate, and I've actually refined from whiskey to vodka.
Vodka, no. That's probably the one I don't care for that much.
And I'm not like a lush drink every night kind of a guy. I mean, cause I know some folks that it doesn't make them bad people.
No.
But I like, and I, you know, I've gotten to the point where I can tell my vodka. I mean,
what you like and what you don't.
Yeah. I know what I don't like. I have two that I like and some you don't. I didn't think we'd start off and go that direction today.
Oh, that's all good.
You know,
we were talking about Lint Juleps in the previous show, so what else do we have?
Vodka Giraffe.
The bottom line, the bottom shelf for the bottom. What was it?
Is that what we need to have?
Bottom shelf was a work in progress.
Do we need to have
a drink for the Derby?
Is that to involve someone's name?
Oh, it's better if it does. That's coming up on... Tentative date. I think we're still working to confirm, but looks like it may be set for April 25th for the the running, which is 2 weeks from yesterday. Do I have that right?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll start getting odds put together and all sorts of stuff as we roll closer to it. But looking towards April 25th for our potential date for the End of the Bench Derby presented by The Bottom Line. You know we have all our horses set, right? We mentioned these at the end of the show yesterday. So we have all 20 slots filled unless one horse bows out. You never know what happens. Last year we had one.
Who was the horse that just never made it to the gate?
Oh, I can't remember. Let's see if I can figure out who our horse that had to scratch last year was. Yeah, I can't remember. It's too difficult. I had the list pulled up earlier of last year's horses. We had some pretty good horses.
I think it was Helium Hacks.
Was it Helium Hacks?
I think Helium Hacks never made it.
That scratched? You good?
I have a drink.
Okay, go for it.
A Heinze Colada.
Heinze Colada. Okay.
I was throwing out for Tech Talk either a Gus on the Beach, a Gus Mapolitan, perhaps the Gussy Naval. They're all Gus related.
Yeah.
We're still working on it.
I like a Heinze Colada.
Heinze Colada. Okay. We can make that work. We can make it work. Had all sorts of drinks.
The Lint Julep is the crown jewel.
The Lint Julep, that's going to be hard to beat. It's going to be hard to beat. Shelly says, yo, Sneeder, did Collier hit you up about getting the Masked Rider over to Raymar for Derby Day? Shelly really wants us to have a horse in the parking lot.
Oh.
So, we'll see.
Well, wait a second. If we get the Masked Rider here, there needs to be a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we need to have a thing. If we want to have the mask, if I get the Masked Rider to come over here for Derby Day, there better be hot dogs. There better be tents. There needs to be cornhole. I mean,
I'll tell you, everybody seems to be on board for this Derby that's going into its third year.
Yeah.
Except for Chuck Hines. Because if Chuck was on board, it would have been sold by now. Very, very marketable. But, I mean, we could have slapped a sponsor on this a while ago, but Chuck he's not sold on this Derby, so he's not selling the Derby. So I'm guessing no tents and all that. That may all have to be for next year. We may have to seek out a different salesperson in the buildings.
There's a whole room full of them right next door to us.
Why can't we just walk down there?
Does anyone want to sell the Derby?
It's marketable.
It could be the End of the Bench Bottom Line Derby, brought to you, of course, by me.
By me. Oh, Shelly's like, I'll get the food trucks over to Raymar too. People would turn out.
I'm not opposed to it. I mean, we can make it a thing. Things have been made in less time.
Things have been made in less time.
Yeah.
It would be quite the thing. So, Masters Day continues. Masters Day 2 continues today after they had to drop in on first round coverage this morning and finish that up. Day 2 is going on. Our guy, I think I'm turning on it. I think I'm hearing it enough. I'm going to start going with the Oberg.
It's Ludwig Oberg.
Oberg. I think I'm going to start going with it because
we sound like a bunch of West Texas.
Well, he told us to say that. He told the media to say that when he was here, to say Aberg.
Do you think we could say Ober?
I guess so. I guess he's like,
get that Ludwig Ober.
Yeah.
I want my bar.
We're going to talk some Tech baseball.
Get my bar.
Red Raiders, big series coming up this weekend. We've got headlines for you next.
My bar.
This is The Bottom Line on 100.7 Score.
Get my bar.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Thrilled to be part of your Friday. You're listening to Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. brought to you as always by our friends at the Happy State Bank, alongside the one and only George Christopher Sneed.
I just learned some more details of the Dad's Weekend that I can't participate in.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What's that?
There's gun range action today.
And that's why you can't participate, because you're sitting here with me?
Well, it's at 3:30.
Go over there.
It's at 3:30.
Quit your day job.
I got stuff to do.
Like a actual gun range, or like, is this like Hulk Hogan showing off the guns?
Oh, you mean like suns out, guns out? No, this is actually going to a gun range. Bless you.
That one snuck up. Dang it. I should have kept my eyes open.
Yeah. You can't do it.
It's not physically possible.
It is totally possible.
If you do, you'll die.
Hey, hit him with a pop quiz.
Oh, we're doing this?
So it's time for a pop quiz.
Yay!
Pop quiz!
Hot shot.
All right, Chris Sneed.
Joe Torre is in the top 10, by the way.
Yeah, my bad. Well, Collier can't say anything to me, because he's the one who corrected, because he gave me a phony Masters pop quiz yesterday.
A phony one?
What did I miss yesterday afternoon? He had a list of guys who have won multiple Masters, and he was missing, like, Phil Mickelson, like, three guys on the list that I named off. And
yeah.
Okay, so... You ever heard of Abbott and Costello?
Yeah.
You know they have the gig where they have Who's on First? Well, there's one for you. Tell me the other eight positions of who or what people are in the other eight positions.
I Don't Know is on third.
I Don't Know is on third. Good job. So you're 2 for 2.
What's on second?
You are correct. 3 for 3. I didn't even tell you how many he's got to get. Yeah, this is pass fail. You get them all or you don't.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow is. I believe tomorrow's catcher.
Your hint, there is a tomorrow.
I know, it's today and a tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Today and tomorrow.
You got three.
Is today the catcher?
Yes, it is. Today's the catcher.
Yeah. Like, I couldn't remember. I think tomorrow's pitcher. Tomorrow's pitcher?
Is that your final answer?
No. Is it?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
I knew it.
You got five.
Okay.
You got five. So we need shortstop and all of the outfielders.
God almighty. Who's on first? I Don't Know who's on third. What's on second?
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you the name of the first baseman. What are you going to say his name is? Who? First baseman. What's his name? I don't know. Third base!
You're doing pretty well.
Trying to go through the whole routine, and I there is no chance I'm going to get the outfield. I can't remember that. Their names are like really weird.
You've gotten six. I've been this is pretty. No, you've gotten five.
I don't have the shortstop.
Yep, you got to get one more to at least call it passing.
I got 5 out of 9.
Yeah, that's failing.
5 out of 9. Have you seen the?
It's a 50-something.
Have you seen the new standards in California?
I've seen that. They don't.
It's actually a C right now.
Just the standardized testing in Texas is stupid too.
Let me go here.
Why would that guy hit it behind the tree? I don't understand.
I'm not looking anywhere. I'm trying to do this here. I'm not looking here. Look, I'm turning this over right there.
You're good. You're good.
I'm get this. I'm doing this just like this.
Look, Ma, no hands.
Is that a Waka Flocka? You just were quoting?
I don't know.
I need to phone a friend. I need to phone a friend. Can I phone a friend?
You do get one photo friend. Phone a friend.
I want to phone Mike Gustafson right now. I know where he's at.
You already know he's
texting. I know
texting
where he's at.
But what if this could bite you if he's not listening right now?
He's not. Can I text someone right now? Can one text a friend?
I will tell you the one person you should bring in is Jeff McGuire. He like can repeat this whole skit, so you should ask.
All right, go get Jeff McGuire. I'm going to get Jeff McGuire.
He's your one phone a friend. Unless you want to phone Clint. I bet he could. He could help you.
I didn't think Clint could help me on this.
Clint's like, nope. Just, all right, while we're waiting.
I have one out, right?
Yeah, you've got one out.
Okay. I said tomorrow and today, right? I already said tomorrow and today.
He is now welcoming Jeff McGuire to the stage.
He is trouncing down the hallway.
I need one of the team from Abbott and Costello that's not who, what, tomorrow, I don't know, or today.
He needs a left fielder, center fielder, right fielder, or a shortstop. You can only give one, though.
Give me the hardest one. If you give me one of the options,
he just needs
I'll probably nail the rest of them.
I'll give you the shortstop.
I need an outfielder. Okay, give me the shortstop.
I don't give a darn.
Why are you making that face?
I need to go get my copy of Abbott and Costello with him saying I don't give a darn? Oh, that's our shortstop. I will go get it off of the cassette tape at my house.
Oh, I'm going to take the man right there. That's a convicted answer right there. I'm going to take the convicted answer.
It's I don't care is what.
That's our shortstop.
No, I don't give a darn is also accepted.
Okay.
We'll accept.
All right.
Okay.
There it is.
They use multiple. They use I don't care, I don't give a darn.
There's actually several versions of who's on first.
Okay.
No, he's on first.
So, there you go.
What's on? So you've won. Are you done? Are you now done?
I've won the contest. Now
are you giving up on the left?
No, I didn't. If I get a hint from you, if you give me a hint.
Are you looking at the baseballism one?
I don't know. I'm not looking at any of them.
I'm asking choice.
I'm looking at
because they've got a lineup that is built for who's on first.
This one's supposed to be the original off of this.
Is the right fielder nobody?
That is correct.
Because they never announce a right fielder, so he's nobody.
Okay.
Let me know when you're done. I'll see if I can name them all.
Just go for it.
Yeah,
who's on first? What's on second? I don't know's on third. Today is pitching to tomorrow.
Yep. Yes.
Tomorrow's pitching to today.
You've got hits a long fly ball to center field, which is why. Why? And because of the two outfielders.
Yep. Flip them.
I got it flipped. Nobody is your right fielder, and then I don't give a darn or I don't care is your shortstop.
There you go.
Who's center field?
Because is center field.
Why is
left fielder?
Okay.
There we go. Thank
so
you.
So if it's his long fly ball to who? No, who's on first? Stay out of the infield. I never know which side of that I want to play.
Thank you, Jeff.
If I gave you the name of the third, would you give me his name? If I gave you the name of the first baseman, what are you going to say? Who? Ooh, the first base.
You did better than I thought you would in that. I mean, I knew you knew the skit, but I didn't know you knew it that well. So, we give him a passing grade with
Yay.
Help. With help. The teacher came over your shoulder and was like, hey. Psst.
Let me see. I want to look here. I have one text and someone said.
Did they help you?
No.
It's Collier.
It's Collier.
All right, keep the thoughts, the comments coming in on the AIDS Flooring Center chat line. Pop Quiz is an EOB entity. Bucko. That was from Bobby Hot Dogs.
Technically, he said Bicko.
He did say Bicko. He corrected it to Bucko. So, yeah. I saw Sneed Rock with some karaoke last night. How many karaokes do you do in a week, man?
Maybe do more than one. I went to the.
Does your wife see you? does she get to see Chris Sneed at all? Because when you're not out there being a zebra, you're working one of your other three jobs, and then when
this
he's not
next
doing
song
that,
goes out to my wife. I don't see her, but you know I'm thinking about her.
When he's not doing that, does she go with you to karaoke, or is this me time when you're in karaoke?
I mean, it's happened before.
Okay.
I mean,
so not often. That's what you're saying. So, Sneed's wife, we feel for you. We keep taking him away from you. Oh, gosh. All right. We got a Kaylee's Daily.
I sang Till You Can't last night.
Till You Can't?
Cody Johnson.
Okay. That's a good one. This is the bottom line. Rolling on 100.7 The Score.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Hold.
Oh, that's a good song.
Swearing that you'll last someday further down the road. You can always put a diamond on her hand until you can't.
Hey, Chris, who sings this song?
If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. You got a dream. Yeah, I know that's Cody Johnson. Well, I should let him sing it, right?
Oh, man. Yeah, that was a good letter.
That was okay. Yeah, I see it.
Let's get to Kaylee's Daily.
Yeah, have you got a chance? Sorry.
Oh, gosh. We used to have some listeners.
Cuckoo.
Are you okay over there? Chris dying.
Caw-caw.
Don't you go dying on me.
Caw-caw, caw-caw, caw-caw. It is time for Kaylee's Dailies. Clint, choice. Brought to you every day, of course, by me. All right, Kaylee says, an animal that she's been saving for a while is one that everyone knows of, but also knows nothing about. You know what that is? The platypus.
Okay.
More specifically, the duck-billed platypus. What do you know about the platypus?
It's duck-billed.
Dang it. He took mine. I know it lays eggs. It's the only mammal to lay eggs.
It is.
It's got some sort. I can't remember if it's poisonous or venomous.
It has
I
a think venomous it's spur. Venomous.
We'll find out. We'll about to find out. It is native only to Australia. It can only be found on the freshwater wetlands, estuaries, and billabongs. Platypi.
Billabong. Horse name.
Billabongs. Billabongs.
All right. Can we start the list for next go round? All right.
First horse for 2025. Billabongs.
Actually, I think we already got one from Jim Nance, but I don't know if we can say yeah. that one.
Oh, man, I can hear the story for next race. Billabong Racing, last year watching, dreaming as a colt.
Ticklish little pitch. Oh, goodness. All right, you need to continue. Sorry.
If you get a chance, take it. Platypi truly combine the bill of a duck, the tail of a fur, the tail and fur of a beaver, and the web feet of an otter. They utilize all these aquatic adaptations to swim through their environment and sift through the murky, sandy bottoms in search of insects, shellfish, and worms. It is commonly known that platypi are one of two egg-laying mammals.
What's the other one?
This occurs when a female platypus ventures into water's edge. She digs a trench and lays her eggs there, where they will hatch in about 10 days. 10 days. Additionally, platypi possesses the venom of a snake, where males have venomous barbs on their bottom of their back feet that can be injected into approaching enemies via a kick.
Ouch.
Can you tell us the other one that can lay eggs?
It's the porcupine looking one.
An echidna.
That. You looked it up.
An echidna? No.
That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Echidna.
Because it's what Knuckles is in the Sonic franchise.
There it is. Yes.
An echidna.
Is that it?
I don't know.
I think that it would.
Well, I mean, don't ask me.
I'm
ask
sure
the,
Kaylee.
Ask the marine biologist.
Kaylee will tell us in a minute. Yes. I think that's it, but the porcupine looking one.
Yeah.
They grow up into adultness.
Yeah, I was going to say adultness. So, the duck-billed platypus. Kaylee is going to take a little hiatus from the dailies.
Okay.
She's going to be on vacation. She's
we finally wore her out.
All right.
She's going to take a well-deserved vacation to New Orleans. And so if you see her down there, shout her out.
So,
and she said she's also tired.
Understood. Understandable.
So she's going to take a little
She's taking summer a little early.
Yeah, she's going to take a little hiatus for about a month.
So, do you think the platypus, the duck-billed platypus, was what when God was making it? This was just the leftover. He's like, yes.
Well, I got
They're asking, okay, should we do this?
I got these web feet, and I got this.
Throw it all together. Just
what is it?
I don't care.
That looks awesome.
We need some
Put
sort
it in
of
Australia.
We need some sort of defense mechanism. Throw some poison in there. I mean, just
like, put it on his feet.
Let it lay eggs. Wait, it's got fur. It's a no. Let it lay
it's
eggs.
It's gonna lay
Let's
eggs.
Go for it.
What are we calling this? A beaver duck snake? No, we've got something way better. We'll call it the platypus.
Platypus.
Yeah,
it's a platypus.
That's what I imagined the platypus when God was
but
making it.
But here's the question: if there's a duck billed platypus, is there a different kind of platypus? Is there a regular old platypus?
The
like
one
a,
from
like
the
goose bill,
the Phineas and Ferb. Do I have that
Perry?
Wrong?
Perry
no,
the
right.
platypus.
That's right.
Perry.
Uh-huh. He's duck billed.
Okay.
Then and he's green.
I don't know. I've never
and
watched
he's got the outer
a
tail.
Single episode of Phineas and Ferb.
He's got the otter tail.
The eagle-beaked platypus. Mm.
That would be a...
The ostrich-legged platypus.
From the chat line, beaver duck snake horse name. Off to a blazing start.
2025 can't get here fast enough.
What I can't even remember what you said earlier. Bildabong?
Billabong.
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 Megalodon.
Actually, I don't think that was it. All right.
Billabong.
Good times.
Billabong. It was Billabong.
Sneed, when you say Suck It Hines, is that a better horse name? My Fellow American song name or Weed Strain?
Suck It Hines?
Yeah. I think he actually says Suck It Chuck.
Suck It Chuck.
Yeah, that's what he says. Which is still probably a better horse name.
And Chuck, so I'm out there doing practice yesterday, and Chuck comes rolling up to me.
Of course he does.
He comes silent up to me like he's like, okay. And he's like, well, I see you're out here not working. And I'm like, one, they're transitioning from the indoor to the outdoor.
Right.
Two, he missed the 15 minutes of team drills that we did, that we did before that. And three, I'm not going to sit there and referee individual drills.
Okay.
You don't referee individual drills. You only referee team periods, Chuck. If you were there the entire time, you'd know that. But you were too busy talking to somebody.
Of course he was.
Shake
Although
all the
that would
and leave.
Be that would be really fun for you to step in on like a lineman drill where it's one-on-one. You're like, oh, holding. Nope. And just the flag flies in.
We do when we do the when there is one individual time when they actually do ask us to tell us if there is a violation or a restriction,
yeah.
And a hold. They do one-on-one line drills where they and they ask us to
judge it.
To judge it, yeah. Is that a hold? Is this a legal block?
What color would you say Tiger's wearing right now?
Fuchsia.
We've been over this. Your color of fuchsia is not accurate.
Magenta.
That actually might be more. All right. Quick list. You know, your guy OJ died yesterday. Mm. Right.
You said my guy OJ?
Yeah, your guy OJ.
Well, he's my guy.
Okay, Chuck's guy OJ. Fine.
I'm not even a Bills fan.
Do you remember all these things that happened in 1994? You're the only one of us three that can remember this.
Okay,
so,
sure.
March of 94, the People's Republic of China got its first ever connection to the internet.
Oh, I
didn't
know
that. Okay. April 5th, Kurt Cobain took his own life.
Yep, do you remember that?
Of 94. May 10th, there was a solar eclipse.
Vaguely?
But this one was
May
10th from Mexico up to Ohio.
May 10th is around the time I actually walked the stage at Tech.
Okay.
Yeah, so I might have
been. You graduated in 94?
Yeah.
I was 4 years old. On May 26th, Michael Jackson married Lisa Marie Presley.
I remember that. The kiss that he laid on her, man. Dude, let the girl breathe.
June 15th, The Lion King hit theaters.
I remember that.
This was 3 days after the murder of Nicole Brown Simpson.
I remember that.
Number one song in the country over this stretch was The Sign by Ace of Base.
I saw the sign.
Bump and Grind by R. Kelly.
Ain't it nothing wrong with a little bump and grind.
And I Swear by All 4-1.
I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky.
Biggest sensation for kids on TV? Any guesses?
Dora the Explorer.
You're way...
too old.
Way... like that was way more. Still... what? Go further back. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Wow.
And Major League Baseball would be headed towards a player strike in the World Series.
Montreal Expos were in first place. 1994. And would have won the World Series.
So there you go.
Yep.
Sneed, have a great day.
Have a little. See you next week.
Have a great weekend. It is The Bottom Line. We continue on 100.7 Score.
You got a chance. Take it. Take it while you got a chance.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth. This is The Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Happy Friday, y'all. It's The Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score. 107thescore.com, the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Brought to you, as always, by our friends at Happy State Bank. Alongside Josh Foppel.
Yeah.
Now in the First United Bank studio. I'm Choice Woodman. Clint Scott back behind the glass taking care of us. You can keep hitting us up. The thoughts, the comments, the questions. Bring them all in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. You can even tune us in on the mobile app out in Bra, Italy. That was the most sixth grade laugh ever. we've covered some territory, some ground.
Was your pronunciation
bra?
Bra. Were you going
that's,
like
that's
like,
a what's skater
up, bra? Or were you going like upholstery?
Upholstery? I don't think that's what that is.
Is that what your wife calls it?
I don't think.
Hey, hand me my upholstery.
That categorically is not the same thing.
Don't think so. I think we're gonna need to go back to the drawing board for
upholstery.
That one. Oh man. Y'all keep hitting us up.
You can watch us on the mobile app as well.
Yes.
Yeah, not just listen.
That's what I'm doing. I'm not even looking up. I'm just...
yeah, we see that. It's become problematic, by the way.
Probably. Plenty more to catch up on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. If y'all can't get the Masked Rider, I know plenty of cowboys with horses. Nice. Trying to get a horse out for the...
yeah, I heard that part, actually.
The festivities. This from the chat line... as well, we got called Bucko a little bit ago. Bicko.
I heard that one, too.
Bicko could be a future horse name.
Bicko.
Choice, I won't speak for Sneed, but after nearly 20 years of marriage, the wife is happy for the husband to do his own thing at times. Okay. Chris is making bank. Wives love that. Chris, did anyone cry with that song? It makes me misty-eyed because both my folks are gone. That's from Lindale Jeff.
Or what song?
It was... Till it does.
You got a chance, this one. Take it.
Oh, okay.
Take it while you got a chance.
Does that infringe on copyright rules?
100%.
Post that on the... I don't think he sounds enough like it. We're good. It's not going to flag.
Okay. Well, we're a radio station. We're allowed to play.
So. Oh, I'm talking about on when we post it on the podcast page.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Well, and didn't sound enough.
Choice is cough laughing over it, so, you know, covering up a little bit.
Oh, we're good. I was cough laughing. Regular platypus horse name.
That is good.
Sneed, feel free to slap Choice for his old comments. I never called him old. I'm just shocked that Sneed is as removed from college as he is. Like, I was surprised. That's a compliment to him, because I didn't think he was as old as he is. Right?
He looks younger than he is. Is that what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he looks younger. Shelly says, did you mean lingerie? Is upholstery used as lingerie in Kansas?
My substituted word for it is what I meant to say.
Upholstery.
Yeah, categorically, not the same thing.
Not
I understand. It was a joke.
No, I'm just generally saying it. I think it's
just like walking in Home Depot, like, all right, honey, go get whatever you need.
We'll put it together at home. Don't you worry. IKEA. Oh, y'all keep hitting us up. Whatever you
yeah,
get.
The IKEA version? The IKEA nightmare. Section. How are there so many parts to this?
Oh. So what's going on with this Rashee Rice guy?
What a jump.
I'm trying to throw some sort of sports in the segment before we completely kill it. Rashee Rice.
What a mess, dude.
So yesterday, we get some more details on the Rashee Rice accident that happens over the weekend, and he comes, he surrenders, I guess is the wording on that, himself to police, goes and turns himself in to police after he left the scene of a crime, no, left the scene of an accident, which becomes a crime when you do that. And he was speeding in his sports car. I don't know a ton of details on this, but why would you leave? And what's going to happen to this guy? Like, this was the kind of one shining spot for the Chiefs, right, in the receiving corps this year?
Oh, this was going, okay, you have... Outside of Travis Kelce, because every time I say this about
receivers,
that's
what I said, receiving
corps, somebody
yeah.
throws Travis Kelce, and yes, that is accurate. But from your receiving core, this was like, okay, this is a second-year guy who did great stuff in the back half. Like, you don't win the Super Bowl without him because you don't make a playoff run without him. It's like, this is a young guy still on a rookie contract that you can build the core around, and this is why, like, the Hollywood Brown signing for a year makes a lot of sense and is a good move. And now suddenly it's like, okay, well, seems like you're going to be building around that 1 year contract. And you were already probably looking at a receiver in the draft early somewhere. Your first three picks are all in the first 100 picks total. And so that wasn't going to be a shocker. But now it's like, okay, well, how much does that percentage lean towards receiver? Because you still need to get offensive line help. You still need to get probably some sort of cornerback and defensive line help early as well. This off the field, horrible decision, obviously. On the field for the Chiefs, this is like another nightmare scenario from the roster perspective.
So, but what does the NFL do? Like, how does this compare to what we've seen off the field incident in the past? Because we talked about how the NFL doesn't care enough about, and this goes across sports, NFL's probably stronger against it than some, about off-the-field incidents.
I am halfway with you on that, because I think the NFL is really late to react to things. But
Agreed.
But they don't care about...
They're extremely inconsistent.
Yes, I agree. But they are very... Like, they don't care about the legal process at all. Like, I mean, and the phrases that they use are, this player broke our player conduct policy.
Correct.
So, like, they'll suspend them not because they were found guilty of any crimes or anything like that, which obviously in this case there needs to be an investigation, all, you know, innocent until proven guilty and stuff. That is not the case with the NFL. They will...
Is there an innocent... until? Yeah, I...
No, in the NFL, absolutely not.
No, but... There will be situations where some crazy lady, Ezekiel Elliott's a dummy a lot of times anyway, but yeah. Some crazy lady accuses Zeke of something before he was even in the NFL, and he gets a suspension, yet we see other guys walk away pretty well scot-free from stuff where there seems to be more evidence. Yeah. And it's just, there's no consistency to it. So that's why I don't have a clue what's coming for Rashee Rice and the Kansas City Chiefs. If he got a 8-game suspension, I wouldn't be shocked. If he gets a slap on the wrist and essentially is in probation, wouldn't be shocked at that.
He's just fined.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest knock I have on Roger Goodell, is that it's completely different. It's whiplash from case to case with Roger Goodell and the NFL. Y'all bring in your thoughts on that, whatever you want to talk about, on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. It's the bottom line on 100.7 Score.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Glad to be part of your Friday. You're listening to The Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. The 100.7 The Score mobile app, television, Fox 34 News Now. Watchable on YouTube as well. Go check out our YouTube channel, Double T Sports Network. You can find all sorts of good content there that you might like, may not. There's people pointing at each other all over the place.
Just put up a video. That was a lot of fun to me.
Shelly says, "Oh, Josh, the Cornhusker Owls.
Yeah,
why do y'all do this to him?"
That was good.
As I said it, I was like, "Ugh, gosh, dang it."
Send yourself an email to remind yourself next year. Michael said that. What is that for?
For the everything we're gonna do next year for the horse race.
Oh, okay. The festival.
Right. Horse race 4.0, bigger,
hey,
better.
You're kind of on the sales team. You can get this going, right?
Yeah, you know what?
You know what?
If we
could tag a sponsor on this sucker and let's run with it.
That's the direction it needs to go to.
Slap a sponsor on and we can have a lot of fun.
Please make it a butcher shop.
I mean, this horse race has been a thing. It's been a thing. It's the biggest thing in Lubbock, I think.
The Brad's Barbecue Dump Tank.
There we go. Man. Next year we could have a lawnmower race with horse names on the side of the mower. GoFundMe to pay for the insurance because we're going to need insurance.
This became so ESPN The OSHA.
If we do that and I'm going to call it, I'm going to have like a Justin Timberlake headset because I'm 100% driving one of those mowers.
Justin Timberlake headset. All right, let's dive into a question.
Time now for Jamie's question of the day, brought to you by someone not named Jamie.
Time now for a question of the day. I miss Brennan's.
it almost happened because he couldn't track down for some reason the original one, and just like, you know what? I'll record it. I sound just like him. Time now for a question of the day.
Wow.
It was because we were on Double T.
Yeah. So that was what was wrong. That's right. All right, guys. I have your question of the day. One.
Yeah.
Second, it is about Augusta. It is a golf question again today. We're sticking with the Masters theme. And this is more of a, you know, non-serious question, but I'm just curious on your thoughts for it. So I'm going to give you the opportunity to do three different things. And you have to remember on one of them, whatever your skill level of golf is right now does not change.
Oh, boy.
Okay?
Oh.
So you get the option.
Speaking of this, go check out the video on our social media. It's pretty funny of the hypothetical question. If you had one of these hosts to putt for your life on the line.
Hypothetical. We haven't seen Hacks in a while.
That is true. And Jamie. He's gone.
And Jamie. So.
Hopefully, we'll see if they're still around, if they just happen to pop in for a call tonight against TCU. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So your three options at the Masters are going to it and just being a viewer and being a lucky lottery winner, if you will. Actually golfing in the Masters, but again, remember, it is your talent level.
Oh, man.
Or be a caddy for one of the most watched golfers that's going to be at the tournament, which is not just carrying clubs. It's all the caddy duties.
It's my talent level to tell them what to do.
Yeah, our skill level does not change.
So this is going to the Masters, enjoying taking in all the scenes. Oh, man, I'm definitely going for the caddy route on this one. 100% I want the caddy route because while I want to play that course, nope. Changing it. I want to play that course. Even if it's 2 days of playing horrible golf where I'm shooting in the 90s while everybody else is shooting. And that's
he's
nice.
A tournament record for most divots made.
Oh, the man. Golfers behind you biggest would divots. Kill you.
No, I'm not slow. I'm not a slow golfer. I'm just going to be taking more shots than them. I'll hustle in my ball.
You know, I'm slow sometimes.
That was quick. That was quick on it, Clint. Yeah, probably the most enjoyable time. Oh, gosh, this is hard. Because There is nothing that I would probably pick more in this world. Like, if I was a Make-A-Wish kid. Is that enough? Can you say that? Is there a political incorrectness to that? I don't know. If I was a Make-A-Wish kid, the number one thing would be to play Augusta National. Play golf at Augusta National. That would be it.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't know the term. But the pressure of playing with all those people watching you and be like, man, this guy sucks.
Stop. He's a Make-A-Wish kid. He's trying.
Exactly. Even though he's 33.
Hmm.
Then, yeah, that would be it. I think I'm still going. I'm flipping back to the caddy route because it would not be enjoyable to play that place while you've got thousands of fans watching and be like, why are we watching this guy?
So, we would be talking about it for years on The Score.
Well, of course.
Like, I mean, not even just you specifically. Like, you guys remember that time that there was just some guy?
One time. Yeah. So give me the caddy route. I think there's some golfers that are good enough that they can just make their own decisions and I can carry their clubs.
That's kind of the route that I was going to. It's like, you know, it's not very remake of Starsky and Hutch where like they have to make making the decisions for you and stuff. They're golfers at minimum know their distances, know their ranges, know what clubs they, you know, have played the course before. So, you know, you're not going to wildly mess up their game, I don't think. So, yeah, I'd go the caddy route.
What was yours?
Oh, I'm golfing. I'm going to be horrible. I'm going to, anytime someone's like, hey, aren't you the guy that was like shot 148 over in the biggest golf event of the year? I'm like, yeah, have you ever golfed at Augusta? That's what I thought. Yeah.
That's good.
Uh-huh. Sure.
You would be famous. Yeah, you'd be famous for like the worst round ever in the Masters probably.
Yeah. Oh, are you known for something with the Masters? No, I didn't think so.
But I have played it enough on the video game that I think I could yeah, I got this course down. It is one of the few courses that I haven't played like multiple times where I can reference holes and be like, okay, this is what this hole is. The hole 4, par 3, super difficult.
You would have that story forever. Like you could just bring it up anytime. It's like, man, I miss Augusta.
Did you visit?
No, I played.
I would fool Michael Scott at too. Like, I usually make those as I'm tin putting on my first green.
I think that's my reason for not picking it is because I am not a super competitive person, but I hate being bad at something. So I would.
So you really don't enjoy these pop quizzes.
I mean they're in good spirits, so I really don't mind. They're fine.
Okay. All right, y'all keep the commentary coming in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Go to the place that sponsors me. Bullfighter says the beef jerky place.
Oh,
so long as it's not horse jerky, then I think we're good. Like Dwight has, we're gonna need more of the Brennan voice there, Clint. Can you give us your best Brennan?
I just did. He's
that was it?
In like this. And, okay, it's me, Brennan.
What do you mean, if choice? I thought you already were. Thanks. If I was a Make-A-Wish kid, laughy face. Yeah.
Nice.
There we go.
That was great.
Clint, did you hear Collier get super salty with me for pointing out that he didn't make it halfway to the mug? He stopped the video before his putt.
It did make me laugh because I was coming in to work today and I was catching the opening of the end of the bench. And the first thing I hear is Collier referencing the video. And he was like, you know, they didn't even put me in the video. And so no one even knows if I made it or missed. And I made it. And no one knows that, you know, the reference to that. I immediately texted him like, somebody didn't watch to the end of the video, did they?
Watch all the way to the end of the video. Well, I stopped the first time at the end of the video. What I thought was the end of the video, and then I happened to stumble across it. I'm like, oh, there's Clinton Collier at the end. So Yeah, I didn't see it till later, too.
This has been the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 100-7thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.